My Take or My Take at thetakeaway.org.
I'm Catherine Lanfer, in for John Hockenberry. Another effort is going to be made today to resolve the political deadlock in Zimbabwe. South African heads of state, both present and former, are holding a special summit in Pretoria, South Africa. President Robert Mugabe's party, ZANU-PF, and the opposition party, the Movement for Democratic Change, led, of course, by Mr. Tsvangirai, they signed a power-sharing agreement last September, but they've been unable to agree on the formation of an inclusive government. Joining us now from South Africa is BBC correspondent Jonah Fisher to give us an idea of what is going to happen this week. Jonah, thanks for joining us. This is a story that's like a tape loop. It seems coming to the same state of crisis. What likelihood is there that this latest summit is actually going to change anything in Zimbabwe?
Well, this is the fourth time that the heads of state of Southern Africa have met since disputed elections in March of last year. And really, expectations for this particular summit are lower than they've ever been. Usually, the leaders who come to these summits talk up the possibility of a deal, talk up the possibility of somehow broaching that difference between ZANU-PF, Robert Mugabe's party, and the opposition MDC. This time, there's really none of that. I think there's a real acknowledgement just how far the two sides are apart in terms of who will have what power in a power-sharing government. And this is really Southern Africa's last attempt to try and solve Zimbabwe's problems before it gets referred to what's likely to be a summit of the whole of Africa this weekend in Ethiopia.
Can we talk for a minute about the cholera epidemic? Because it seems to be the sort of physical manifestation of the stalemate that we have in Zimbabwe.
Well, Zimbabwe is in a state of collapse. There hasn't really been an effective government since those elections in March of last year. So everything really is collapsing. Schools were supposed to go back today. They're not going back because the teachers aren't being paid. The health system has collapsed, and we're seeing the direct consequences of that in terms of this cholera epidemic, which has killed nearly 2,800 people, many of them who've come across here into South Africa looking for treatment. So without any form of real effective government in place, Zimbabwe's infrastructure has collapsed, its currency has collapsed, and that's why Southern Africa has tried hard to take an interest, but so far has really failed to put any form of meaningful government in place in Zimbabwe to tackle its many problems.
So, Jonah, there have been these numerous public declarations of how they're going to resolve this stalemate. What are they saying behind the scenes? What is it really going to take in order to take Zimbabwe one step further? Because as you noted previously at one of the summits, there was this great hope last year that with this power-sharing government that Zimbabwe might be able to turn the page and start moving forward. What now?
Well, you're right. There was that brief surge of optimism in September last year when this power-sharing deal was signed. But since then, I think grim realism has set in, the acknowledgement that Robert Mugabe doesn't really want to share power, that he's only willing to have the opposition in his government as a junior partner and not to give them any meaningful authority. So in the short term, that there are these options like it being referred to the African Union. Perhaps Robert Mugabe will try and form his own government without the opposition being involved. Perhaps even Morgan Tsvangirai will somehow be persuaded that a junior role is the way forward. But I think in the longer term, most people who watch Zimbabwe closely would say elections will probably be the way that Southern Africa and Zimbabwe tries to get out of this crisis. And then the real question will be, can Zimbabwe somehow hold elections in a way that will satisfy the opposition, that they can take part without their supporters being attacked by supporters of Robert Mugabe?
What's at stake for South Africa here?
Well, Zimbabwe has really become a domestic issue for South Africa. People have been crossing the border in their hundreds every day. People who are sick with cholera coming to South Africa looking for treatment. There are millions of Zimbabweans who work here in South Africa and send the money back home to Zimbabwe to keep their families going. So it is a domestic issue here. And if anybody can have any influence on Robert Mugabe, it's generally thought that Southern Africa, the president of South Africa, Halema Motlanthe, would be that one person. But so far, there's really been no sign from the South Africans that they're going to take a stronger role. They simply talk about trying to push this power-sharing government forward, even though all the discussions that we've seen at the moment don't suggest that this power-sharing government is going to work.
And out of curiosity, is there any sense that President Obama might have greater interest in this story than, say, the Bush administration did? And what kind of influence do you think potentially the U.S. could have?
Well, as yet, we've seen very little from the Obama administration to suggest that Zimbabwe will be near their list of priorities, let alone top priorities. And we've seen so many times in the past Britain, the United States, Western countries making strong statements about Zimbabwe. And really all that does is increase Robert Mugabe's rhetoric. He regards this as just another way to beat the opposition, if you like, to say, look, your supporters in the West, your supporters in the United States are supporting you, are telling you what to do. That's why I should stay in power in Zimbabwe, because if you put the opposition in power, you're simply getting the West in place, and this will be a new colonial period for Zimbabwe.
All right. Jonah Fisher, I want to thank you for joining us. That's Jonah Fisher. He's the BBC correspondent, one of our partners in South Africa. We're going to go now to Mark Garrison and the latest from the newsroom.
Thank you, Catherine. It's 39 minutes after the hour.